Hey everyone, welcome. It's We Watch Stuff number 211. This is an impromptu one, so no planning like usual. Nothing different. I am Jeremy. Joining me as always is Shahid. What's up, man?
Nothing much. Hope everyone's enjoying themselves and being safe during this time, and it's been a busy day.
Yeah. What have you been doing? You had the day off, didn't you?
I worked out, and I've just been going on Twitter and seeing how WWE doing that whole Evil Company A routine.
Man, okay. It's a different thought than where you're going, but you're right. Remember when they kept saying like WWE's going to be fine because of their TV money and all this stuff? Now, financially, I guess.
That's the thing. They are fine. And that's what's making this worse. And this whole thing started with the XFL stuff.
Yeah.
Because that news came out, and then it come to find out that, oh, actually WWE had some, you know, stock and stake in that instead of it being completely separate, like Vince McMahon lied to stakeholders.
Uh-huh.
Then the whole thing comes out. You throw a little super PAC money to the right people, and you get the governor of Florida calling you essential business.
And then today they release a bunch of people, and including agents and trainers. So where do we even start with them? I mean, I guess the idea was that we start with the releases, but it's just been one of those, like, really sort of things.
I use an example for, like, a release. Lance Storm. You sell, you close down your wrestling school to move to the United States to get a job as a producer, and now your job gone.
Uh-huh.
For no reason. What's like, for what? Like, I'm looking at the names that's released, and I'm like, how much money are you really saving? Like, you could probably combine all those salaries combined. I bet you they paid more money to Tyson Fury.
Oh no kidding. Or Bill Goldberg, for that matter. I mean, yeah. Part of this, all right, so one of the things I was reading, and I don't know how reliable it is Pro Wrestling Sheet. Is that the Ryan Satin one? Or Satin, however you say his last name?
Might be.
Okay. They're saying that some of these are just furloughs.
Uh-huh.
But again, yeah, I mean, I'm with you still. But so maybe, like, Lance Storm's just going to be brought back. They're like, hey, we have nothing. Like, if you're going to put them all in the same area, you're not, or the same arena all the time, you're not going on the road at all for house shows. I guess you don't need some of these people. But then,
this,
wow.
if it's just a furlough, just say it's a furlough and release their names.
Mm-hmm.
You could just do that and just avoid the whole, because it's just scuzzy. Like, the whole,
you're looking for, like, tax though from WWE.
I'm not expecting attack from WWE. I'm just kind of like, if you're going to be... It's funny the day after that Superfly Snooker thing dropped on Vice.
Yeah, I watched that.
And I'm definitely watching that, and it's kind of like, you already had bad publicity like the past week, and now it's like, oh, yeah, Kurt Angle. Don't let the door hit you on the way out. Like, the name, like, yeah, Mike Chioda, Finley, I know y'all been here for a zillion years, but apparently we're paying you too much. Peace out. It's kind of like, I was looking at the trainers they released. Can you imagine Kurt Angle's gone, but Jeff Jarrett still has a job?
Yeah. Okay, well, all right. So Kurt Angle's one of the ones that got released. First, wait, he was under contract?
I think like a Legends contract.
How the hell you get released from a Legends contract? I thought that was just marketing and, like, video games and, like, merchandise. I thought that was just, you're just signing your name over so they can use your name and likeness, which is why Honky Tonk Man would never do any of that stuff. That was my understanding, at least. But I'm like, I thought these were just talent.
Maybe he was under talent, too. Otherwise, it makes no sense. But it's kind of like, yeah. I'm looking at the names, and there's no rhyme. Like, some of the people they didn't use, like Primo Epico. That's fine, but it's kind of like, you just worked out a deal with Leo Rush and brought him back. You just spent a whole bunch of money to keep Anderson and Gallows. It's kind of like, you know, just why? Like, I'm just looking at something like Zack Ryder, you sign his girlfriend, give her a push, but you get fired.
Well, at least that's just a girlfriend.
I mean, you just breaking up a bunch of happy homes. It's a mess.
Yeah, I mean,
like Heath Slater. I saw Drake Maverick's video talking about, yeah, they're gonna let me still compete in the Cruiserweight title tournament, but it'll probably be my last match in the WWE. And I'm like, you gotta be shitting me. That man, like, he was about to break down and cry. And it's like, you fire him, but you still have him working?
Yeah. Okay, did they record those? That's the only thing I can think of. I know they were supposed to record stuff, but they decided not to.
Well, they got permission to shoot live again, so...
Yeah, which we'll get to, but...
I mean, it's... Yeah. I'm like, it's just scuzzy. Mm-hmm. That's the thing that gets me, like, the whole feeling about this is just dirty. Everybody else is shut down. And Vince McMahon, like, Dana White wanted to buy a damn island, like he's Han from Enter the Dragon. And Vince McMahon doing this silly shit. And I'm like, what are y'all doing?
Yeah,
all that damn greedy? Like, I know there's plenty of greedy people out, but even the other greedy people, like, nah, we gotta sit down because we don't want our players dying. And Vince is like, I got stockholders to make happy.
It's all over the place with this. Like, there's so much bad in there. And I understand, like, I know it's business. If you want to go this route, it's business. You're not wrong about, like, timing and scuzziness of it, but it's not a small business. Like, you're still getting, what, $500 million a year or something? I can't remember the total offhand, but you're still getting a ridiculous amount of money. You're getting all that Saudi money still, I guess. I don't know if you're having another one. But it's like, you're spending all this money and then you just let these people go out of the blue. Like, and then you're caught lying. Like, I know I'm just going on, like, a repeat here, but there's nothing good here. And I just kind of shut down. Like, I'm looking at this list. Like, this should have been the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal of people, basically. I don't know, but
I'm just looking at this list, and it's kind of like, so apparently the producers are furloughs, and the wrestlers are just gone. All right. But
still,
apparently, but it's still kind of like, you could pay them tomorrow. They saving $4 million a month. Wow. Like, maybe, if you were worried about money, how about you don't start at the XFL again?
Okay.
Why don't you go about that? You know, you worry about being frugal and planning for a rainy day. Don't piss away a whole bunch of money for Tyson Fury twice. Don't waste your time with Cain Velasquez when you don't need him. How about you don't pay Bill Goldberg? You're already paying Brock Lesnar. You really had to pay Bill Goldberg? Like, I mean, I know the Saudis like him. Find somewhere else the Saudis like. Like, that's the thing getting me. They was wasting money because they didn't know what to do with money. And now all of a sudden it's like, oh, I don't know what to do. We got to tighten up our bootstraps. Like, and I just laugh because Braun Strowman was talking all that trash about how you got to plan for a rainy day, making fun of indie wrestlers. Like, no, it's y'all fault y'all broke. And two of his best friends just lost their job.
Yep. That was going to get brought up. I saw the exact same thing. And, yeah, I saw they got released, and I just went, well, there goes, I think it's Magic City. I can't remember what the name of the thing's called I used to watch. But it's like, there's everybody on that show's gone from WWE except for Strowman now. I mean, they even have, like, the guy that, I don't remember his real name, but Percy Watson. He's on that show, too. It's like, these are all, it's all former guys. And I know you don't like Jim Cornette, but did you hear, like, his take on the Braun Strowman thing?
No.
All right. He was not a fan of that.
I don't blame him.
Oh, he was pissed. I think he called him a big fucking goof, and he's like, you're lucky you're 6'9" or whatever.
Yeah, like, his whole thing was, like, I drove all the way down to such and such with a Ford Focus and $150, and look at me. Imagine if you did that now.
Yeah.
Like, you just have to be the right, you just have to be the right size at the right time. That's it.
And even then, he's still like a work in progress, which means nothing. But no, I'm just surprised. I mean, I'm not surprised because it's WWE, but they haven't done something like this in a long time, like a mass layoff like this.
Yeah. It used to be a thing they used to do every year.
Yeah.
And it was surprising because they signed all of these people, and we were talking about, you got all these people in the contract, you can't use them. It's like you signed them, some other people can't use them. And now you just chopping people.
That's where I was going earlier, and I totally lost my train of thought, was trying to dig myself out of the tailspin. But yeah, like look at, they signed EC3, which, one of the most confounding, like, call-ups ever. He was doing okay in NXT. He wasn't a star by any means, but he was at least had a character getting over. Bring him up and dead on arrival. And then nothing ever since. I know he got hurt, but still. That, and then this is before AEW. So what I was going to go with is, like, looking at the AEW stuff, Anderson and Gallows, they re-signed instead of going there. I'm guessing... Oh, Maria Kanellis got gone too. Yeah.
And they begged them, because at first they turned down deals twice, and they had to keep throwing money at them to stay. And then it's like, oh, well, we just paid y'all. We really didn't want to pay. I'm like, if you didn't really want to pay them, don't pay them.
Yeah, and that's like most of these people on this list though aren't part of that. Are like they weren't the guys they were just signing to keep them, like to keep them away from AEW. Now not releasing them, maybe something else. But I think on this list, they're the only two other than Rusev, which actually I need to do
Rusev, this. Rusev, apparently, Deonna Purrazzo.
Good. She's being wasted anyways. And I don't want to be that guy, but I'm going to be that guy.
Her mega stuff can go somewhere, so that's fine.
I don't know anything about her except she's talented in the ring, so...
Then she was talented, she was getting pushed with Chelsea Green, and then she vanished, and then she popped back up. And that's the thing. I'm surprised because it's kind of like, well, they didn't really release a whole bunch of NXT people because they weren't making that much to begin with.
Right. They never bumped them up. Well,
yeah.
I don't know if they never bumped them up to the main rosters like they were supposed, like they were saying they needed to, but they didn't bump up significantly enough. But yeah, there's no one on NXT, which I. Okay, let's go the route.
Except for Leo Rush.
But he was a main roster guy first, wasn't he?
And then he was cruiserweight. No, he was NXT, then cruiserweight, then main, then went back to NXT.
Where he was actually doing pretty well. And then he loses the cruiserweight title and disappears again. Which goes back to what you said. They have all these guys and never did anything with them. Like, I told Elise, like, well, Zack Ryder's one of them. She goes, they never did anything with him anyways. Even she knew that.
Yeah, and it's amazing. I was just thinking of Zack Ryder. You know, AEW exists in good part because of Zack Ryder.
I'll agree with that.
Think about all that Being the Elite stuff. Mm-hmm. Who did that first? Zack, like, who basically was, like, on this internet thing to begin with, like, way from Jump Street was him. Yep. And he basically made himself into a star, and WWE's like, you were not supposed to do that. All that, do something if you want your career to be special, do it. It always leaves out the caveat, if we want you to.
Yep.
We don't want you to, then we don't want you doing it because then it makes us look bad. Like the same, it's funny because I just watched the Brawl for All, the same thing happened with Bart Gunn.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like, oh, well, we didn't really want you to win. They're like, well, don't do it. Like, that's the whole, you can't tell people to do something and then get mad when they do it. And he always got kind of punished for it, but he was still making his money and dating beautiful women and keeping himself in shape. And every 2 to 3 years, they give him a push, and it's like, nah. And they go right back to it, and they're just going to let him go. For what? Like, how much money are you really saving letting Zack Ryder go?
I guess every penny adds up. But at the same time, you ain't paying him that much, I guess. I mean, I can't imagine he's getting, what, 7 figures? Yeah, I can't imagine he's making 7 figures.
He probably get like 6, but it's kind of like, I just think about that. Not only like people talking about like a life like that. Think about Mike Hilda.
That was a shocking one. But
30 years.
Yeah, go ahead.
Like, 30, like, you know how popular a referee you have to be that we know your name? and it's
so there's a weird delay. I'm not trying to talk over you. Yeah. Go ahead.
And I'm just thinking that kind of like him and Little Nate Charles Robinson were like the two that I still remember like referee wise, because like all the other older ones kind of like retired, already been gone, and I've always remembered those two. And it's kind of like, you let him go for what?
I know most of the referees have some other backstage job as well, or even office job. Because the one referee, was it Mike Cohn? He's actually an office worker as well. So maybe he didn't have a job behind the scenes. Maybe that's what makes it easier. But also, and there's no other way of saying it, he's getting older. Look at the other referees. They're young. I mean, including the women. They're all young. And you know what WWE does. You get aged out. You hit... If you're enhancement, which a referee is, peace out, bro. You're out. Go back and look at those old... Like, before WWE got really big, the referees were old as dirt.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you had the Hebners, Tim White. Well, he wasn't a referee, but Tony Chimmel, gone. Dunsky. And now you got all these young people in. That's all that is. I'm going to put Kyoto in there, for sure.
But it's kind of like the whole, you know, they used to also have a reputation like, if you're a lifer, you're a lifer.
True.
Like, you'll be there till you die. And the fact there's like, they swipe the old ones. Like, it's just weird seeing some of the names. Like, I don't know how much you pay Kurt Angle, but you releasing Kurt Angle is kind of like, you can look that sideways. Like, what? Huh? I'm just looking at some of the names, like you know, Eric Rowan, okay, like whatever. But Finley, I mean, it's almost furlough. You really had like, how much you paying Finley?
Yeah, but
like really, like some of the names, like how much you paying them? And keep in mind, the people that you don't let go, they looking at you sideways. They like. I'm like, why, you know, next time I contract up, I make enough money, why am I dealing with you? Like, if it's not like Undertaker or Randy Orton and you a top name, you can just say, if your money right, you can say peace out. Like, Kofi Kingston don't need to keep dealing with this.
Mm-hmm.
Daniel Bryan don't got to keep doing, like, no, I ain't dealing with this from y'all, fuck y'all.
Yeah, and I'm glad you brought that up, because I think that's another big thing for the next, because a lot of these people are tied in for 5 years. You know, that's their standard contract now. 5 years, and that's it. Well, in that 5 years, well, who knows if AEW will be around or Impact, or who knows what wrestling's going to look like in general in 5 years. But you're exactly right. I'm like, so, I mean, like, especially some of the names you used. But even, like, it's thinking about in 5 years, Seth Rollins would have been there, what, 10 years? If not longer. Roman Reigns, he's been there for a while. Apparently he's on the outs as well. And you see these guys who, like, right now have been there, you know, a decent amount of time. In 5 years, they've been there a long time. And then you start looking at you like, well, maybe we can cut some money there. So when it comes to contract time, you're like, either guarantee it or...
WWE is setting themselves up for long-term disaster. Because before they were able to do this bully shit when they were the only people in town and everybody grew up. Like, when I grew up, I wanted to be in WWE. 4 to 5 years from now, it's like if, you know, AEW is funded by billionaires that seem to be like, we're in this for the long run. If you don't want to mess with this shit, come to us. Like, WCW with, you know, with smart money is a problem. Yeah. And you can't be all like nilly-willy, you know, like, oh, it's no, you know, we just do what we want. All right, you do what you want now. Say the older crew ages out. Like, you know, 4 to 5 years from now, half of them, they might be retired. They might be like, because think about it. They already been wrestling 10 to 12 years. Mm-hmm. You think about these people like they late 30s and early 40s has been making real good money lately. Like, Kofi Kingston don't seem the type he's going to be wrestling until he's 45, 46.
No.
Like, that man got kids and a wife. And as soon as he's made enough money where, like, I can be comfortable, he can get the deuces. It's a whole generation of people that's just like Kofi Kingston. When they go... Then it's kind of like, oh, the people we had at NXT that we underpaid for years. Like, I'm sorry we was giving you chump change, Adam Cole. Can we make it up to you now and hope you don't leave? Like, how this would work?
Yeah. Well, especially, and again, it's a matter of, you know, what happens and when their contracts are up. because like who's around, who can pay. But and if the landscape changes to where AEW is still only running like what every Wednesday, and then maybe they add in like some house shows on a Saturday or something, a Friday Saturday. So you're still on the road, but not nearly as much as WWE would be. As some of these guys get older, because the NXT roster is not exactly young. I mean, for the most of the guys that they're spotlighting aren't exactly young. Well, you look at AEW's schedule and you go, oh, well, if I can get near similar money for less dates at my age, that makes it even worse. I mean, that makes like the appeal of staying with WWE that much less.
Not even just AEW, but like indies. You're a certain age. It's like I work twice a month. And keep in mind, like, when wrestling come back up, a lot of these indies are going to have to make a whole bunch of money. It's like, oh, I get such a, you know, you want to see Anderson and Gallows, and you in, like, a little small town place you would never see them. It's going to be money to be made because people, like, going to want to spend money and actually do stuff when they can do it again. And some of the names WWE releasing because they know what to do. You just making things harder because you don't need to do. You piss off a whole bunch of people because it's like, oh, well, we want to save the amount of, like somebody said, you basically say the amount of money you paid Goldberg for two shows. Congratulations. Like, you pissed off all your workers for no reason just to be cheap because you want to do vanity projects.
And it's funny you say, like, you bring up the Goldberg thing and, you know, like, Tyson Fury. Now imagine, like, so they, I guess they got paid, like, $1 million each or something. I don't remember how much Fury got. It wasn't.
Tyson Fury got a lot of money, evidently.
So out of that, you got to figure, and now, listen, the hard truth of the people that are on this list is it's no one they were using on a consistent basis. But it doesn't matter.
I just saw Sarah Logan on TV.
I was going to bring her up.
Like, you flying No Way Jose all the way there. Dylan, like, keep in mind, not only did you fire him, you had these people traveling and flying. You put them in during a damn pandemic.
Yeah.
And then you cutting them. Like, the whole thing is, all of this is an issue because you want to work during a time when no one else is working. And I made the joke to somebody, like, thank God Vince isn't running the NWA. I mean, not NWA, NBA. Because some players will be dead by now. They're like, oh, we're gonna have you play in a tournament on an island. Like, okay. No.
All right. I know Dana White's getting flack for that, and cool. But I kind of like the audacity of it, that I'm just going to buy my own island and hold fights out there. It was never going to happen. But the idea of it just struck me as cool. Like, okay, if they got this much money to buy their own island and set it up for electricity and a satellite and all that, that's some cool shit. Now,
yeah, I saw the Firefest documentary. So
that's exactly there's that aspect too. But well, at least they have like real money behind it, and not Ja Rule, or it was Ja Rule, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Ja Rule.
He's going there like to hype money up. The whole thing is like, yeah, that sounds cool in theory, but I'm like, Enter the Dragon of Mortal Kombat in real life is like, no, because something happened, you're going to fly, you know, you're going to have your own hospital there. Like, how's the logistics? Somebody hurt, you're going to buy them on a boat? Like, what?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Like, the reality of it, no. But the audacity of doing something like that is what I liked. Like, the practicality of it, of course not. No.
Yeah, well, the people, like, I'm not that surprised because you know how people say how Dana White learned from Vince McMahon. Yeah, he really learned from Vince McMahon. And people tend to forget that. And it's just messy. Like, I don't blame the wrestlers, but I don't even feel like watching WWE. Like, I did not have any desire to watch Raw. I saw the tweets and everything. I'm like, that's cool. And I know NXT was coming. And I'm like, I want to watch this. Like, and I don't blame them because it's kind of like they trying to, you know, they stuck between a rock and a hard place. Like, the people who could really say something probably either did or not worried about it. Everybody else is like, I got to take care of my family. Like, because it's kind of like I'm stuck. I don't blame them whatsoever. I blame the people in charge because they should know better.
And that's who the responsibility falls on. And they've always, WWE's press statements have always said, that anyone who doesn't want to work, we will not make them work. Okay. Well, Roman Reigns said, hey, I'm not coming. Have you heard his name I mean, I know you just said you aren't watching, but I'll tell you right now, no. They haven't mentioned his name at all.
He's out of sight, out of mind. But the thing is, they ain't gonna fire him.
No. But that's not the point.
And they got to punish. But the whole thing is kind of like he might as well not exist.
Exactly. If you don't show up, they don't talk about you. Your stock goes down. And it's like, well, wait, what? And then it gives them a better position for bargaining later. Because who knows when they're going to be able to do it in front of a crowd or house shows, which didn't draw anyways. I mean,
they're aiming for the summer, and that's what people tend to be. And we'll see. I'm assuming what I think is going to happen is they're going to try stuff for the summer, and then we're going to go through this again in the fall. And by next year, things will be relatively back to like we do stuff and not worry about it too much. I don't know if it's going to be normal, but that's my guess. But it's kind of like you're just making a whole bunch of hard feelings.
Yes.
You know, like for no reason whatsoever. And people have bargaining issues. Like, go ahead. Like I said, go ahead, try to bully Roman Reigns and see how far they get you.
Yeah, this doesn't affect the guys on top. You know, like Brock Lesnar, he's like, okay, no. And I'm not showing up probably till the end of summer anyways. But then, like, what are you going to tell? Maybe you can get away with it with Drew McIntyre. But you're going to tell Braun Strowman, hey, you have to do this? No, I don't have to do anything. Like, but then you get a guy like, I mean, we got released, but you go down and say, hey, No Way Jose, you need to show up. Or what?
And he showed up, and he still got released.
Yeah, he looked weird without a beard, too.
It's so just used weird. To it. But, like, you're putting the people in risk for no reason whatsoever, and you still get released. So it's kind of like, I showed up and got fired. Why am I even showing up?
Yeah. And like seriously. That is, yeah, you know what? That really does make it pretty stinky. I mean, because who, all right, on this list, I'm just looking. So Sarah Logan was there Monday. Oh, that's about it. No Way. And that's it, really. Yeah, no one else was on here. But still, I know Epico and Primo have been in Puerto Rico anyways. They've been allowing them just wrestle down there, so that seemed like a formality. Just going through the list, so Aiden English, I don't know if you've been watching NXT UK. They've had somebody else doing commentary, and they haven't even brought up the fact he's not there.
So, apparently, according to Sean Sapp, NXT time will be provided 30 days of pay, and then they're free to do whatever they want.
Huh?
Whatever that means.
Yeah. What the hell does that mean?
I mean, it seemed kind of straightforward. To do whatever you want with me, leave? That seems real short-sighted.
That seems dumb. What? Okay. Is that on Twitter?
Yes. You say it came from within WWE. That's all you know.
Okay. Now NXT talent is being provided 30 days of pay, and then I'm just pulling it up, so I'm just parroting what you said. Oh, okay. They have released some NXT guys, I guess. I think that's why. I'm just trying to see.
Yeah, I'm just trying to see. I haven't seen a name.
One guy was Alexander Jaksic. I don't know who that is. I'm going to his Twitter now. Lonely God. I don't know who that is. I don't know who this is. So I'm not being mean. I have no idea who this guy is.
Yeah, it's just funny. I just thought about that. Like, imagine you somebody. You just saw people. You just make all that big debut signing Rob Gronkowski. Now you fired.
Oh God, I forgot about that. Jesus Christ.
You know, you signed Cain Velasquez to not use him just so AEW or anyone else doesn't use him. But yeah, you know, you gotta go because we got kids. Stephanie, you know, we gotta feed Stephanie's kids. Yeah. After you blew all that money on, and the funny thing about XFL was it was actually working.
Yeah.
Like, people were watching NFL, like, they were getting NFL jobs, and they just got a victim of, like, time. And so, I feel sorry for the players. I feel sorry for Vince. Like, the hell with that. But the fact that he made this big production about, oh, WWE money doesn't have anything to do with it. It's all my money. And then it's a lie. It's kind of like, yeah, you go ahead. You get arrested for stuff like that.
Well, that's what I was going to bring up earlier, is the SEC apparently is investigating it now. Because WWE was supposed to, and they were told, by all their releases, they have to release this sort of information, and they didn't. Mm-hmm. So this has been a known thing, so now they're looking into it, and I know it's not going to go anywhere, because they just bought the state of Florida anyway, so, you know.
But it normally would, but it's kind of like, it helps when one of your friends is the damn president.
Yes, and you're on what board? The board to reopen the country?
Man, good Lord. We miss sports. Like, I was listening to the governor talking about, well, I mean, we need to have wrestling back. People just watch a rerun from 2003. I'm like, have you watched at the arena SmackDown? Yeah, I'd rather rewatch The Shield or Sons of Anarchy and that shit. Like, no offense to wrestling. I'm sitting there, I'm kind of like, I was just laughing. People were like, how did Vince McMahon get Jimmy Snuka free? I'm like, that seemed like practice.
Real quick on that, how easy was it in the old days to get away with shit?
Very easy.
Without the internet, I don't know. I know Kevin and I, or maybe it was you and I, we talked about, like, when did DNA sequencing, like, show up?
You know? Like, late 80s, early, like, it was kind of, like, right. It was fairly new when the OJ trial happened.
Okay,
it was, like, around that time. Like, that's, like, the first time it was, like, in, like, you know, popular pop culture that regular people heard about it. And yeah, people made a point, like, if we knew about DNA technology now, we knew then OJ be rotting in the cell. Like, but people didn't know, and they handled it so damn sloppily. It was kind of like, yeah, it was, I just imagine how dumb you had to be to get convicted of a crime back then, when it seemed to be real easy to get away with stuff.
Yes. That whole thing I was watching last night, one, boy, they like to exaggerate on that show, but then, that was a weird one. That seemed like, we're speaking about Dark Side of the Ring, in case no one's seen this. This one's on Jimmy Snuka. They just made it seem like he just appeared in WWE and was a huge star, which isn't true. He was already a big star, like in the NWA and territories and all that stuff. Then he came to WWE, and the way they were talking about, like, the cage match, which he'd been doing before, which I guess is like the myth of the whole that whole cage thing, is he'd done it before at house shows. They just happened to be recording this one, I guess, because it was a big event. That was weird. And then how guilty, or like, I don't know if guilt's the right word, trapped or befuddled, did that? Was it the sheriff or the cop that, well, you know, if they would have said on the report that we should have looked at it, we would have looked at it, like that guy? Because, you know, he's just sitting there going, uh-oh, we did not do our job. But, you obviously can't come out and say that. That guy looked totally, totally caught off guard. But, whatever.
It's just, I think that was more kind of like people who hadn't heard about it. And it's kind of like, because we had heard about it when they went back to trial when Snuka died. And I was laughing at people saying, oh, yeah, they're going to take care of Snuka. And I'm like, unless he's Dracula, that's kind of that's kind of happened. Like, kind of hard to take a dead man out the paint, so to speak, when he's already dead.
Yeah.
And it's one of those things where nobody cares enough to defend him. The people who know, and it's not going to change. Like, what's it going to change? Are they going to fire Tamina? Like, beyond that, it wasn't going to change that much. It was just weird watching it, because it was kind of like going through the motions. Yeah, this happened. We kind of know what happened. We can't really prove anything. And it don't matter, because he's dead anyway. And he had all that brain damage when he died. So that's how life goes.
Yeah, brain damage and stomach cancer. So, I don't know. This season of that show has been really good. And it just really amped up, like, the disgusting factor, if you want to put it that way. Yeah, like, what happens, obviously, but just in...
Yeah, like, it's been a whole bunch of story that's been like, ugh. Like, yeah. It says a lot that the most benign one was Brawl for All, and that made me looking at Godfather wife like she a monster. Talking about, yeah, she got mad because we was going to like build a patio for the house. and they somehow he almost lost his leg. And I'm just sitting here like, yeah, I hope y'all got a divorce.
No, I think it's the same one. Because they actually... Oh, no, wait a minute. That was his new wife, wasn't it? Because remember they brought her backstage and Ron he was offering something to Ron Simmons. Or Farouk, sorry. And he's like, man, I can't do that. He's like, no, it's my wife, man. It's like, or something like that. But the ha-ha fact. Yeah. But anyways,
Yeah, that and the thing that the whole thing started basically because Vince Russo wanted to shut JBL up.
Okay, so Jim Cornette, who was obviously on that show too, he was saying his timeline's off. And that the whole thing, like, he did hear, like, Russo say that, yeah, he wants to do that. But he goes, his whole timeline is wrong. He's like, at that time, JBL wouldn't have been bullying anybody. He was new in the company. He was newish in the company.
So, yeah, I don't know if he said he was a bully. He just said he was a loudmouth talking about how tough he was. But I don't know. Yeah. It was just fun, the whole thing, like, you know, people getting mad at Jim Ross because he wanted Dr. Death Steve Williams to win to have a feud with Steve Austin. I'm like, did anybody think that was going to make money? Like, no offense to Dr. Death, but by the time, like, that timeline, like, yeah. No, he was on the wrong side of this whole we going to make a star thing. So
that was a weird signing anyways, and because he didn't fit. I mean, He didn't. I used to love him. Like that Terry Gordy, Steve Williams tag team. Oof. I mean, you know me. You know the kind of guys the matches I like. And that was some scary stuff. But then just him on his own in WWE, and like you got these shredded guys, and here's this. I mean, God rest his soul. But you see this guy, and you're like.
I mean, it was around the time like didn't fit. Dan Severin didn't fit. It was a bunch of like tough guys didn't fit anymore. Like if they signed 3 years ago or 5 years later, they'd have fit, but they didn't. But it was kind of like the whole Rough Wall thing just seemed weird anyway. Because I remember when it happened, it was like they really fighting.
Yeah.
Well, and it's a bunch of mid-card people really fighting and the rules kept changing. And this is before I was a smart fan. It just seemed like. Like where? Like what is the point of this? And how come the top guys aren't doing this?
that was my favorite part of that. They're like, I'm not doing this. I don't need that. So yeah, the series has been good this year. I think the topics are pretty interesting at least. But to get back to the releases though, I mean just to going back like the seediness of it. I'm looking at the list again. It hasn't really updated at all, so there's really no one new. I still keep checking the Sean Ross Sapp. Okay. I always thought that was a black guy. Oh, all right. Well, he's not. Not that it has anything to do with it, but... this doesn't mean main rosters. Oh, okay. But anyways, I'm looking at the list, and we do this every time people get released. Of this list, where do you see some of these guys going?
Indies or AEW. Or nowhere. Well, actually, nowhere right now, considering nobody's working. True. So that's the big thing is if you call Anderson and Luke Gallows, you're fine. Your money fine. Mm-hmm. You probably been smart with your money anyway. If you know where Jose, you kind of like screwed.
Yeah.
If you certain people, you screwed. Like I'm just thinking kind of like the Viking Raiders. You go there, you finally go on the main roster, and then you got to get released because they got rid of your wife.
I'm still not seeing him on the list yet. So
I mean, yeah, that'd be a tough one because it's kind of like it's affecting both of them.
Yes.
You can't have you ain't gonna have a Viking Raider.
Yes. So, well, I don't think they've ever been apart since they became a team.
Yeah, and it's kind of like you know, yeah, my wife. It's like a Lawler. Cat thing, like yeah, my wife gone, but we need somebody got to take care of the family.
Mm-hmm.
So
especially their new, they're only. I mean, they even made a big deal about them getting married and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, people know, and that's why I always thought it was weird with them why they didn't try to include her in there after the Riot Squad broke up. at least gave her something. But when they called that match off last night, I thought that was weird. I had no idea if she was going to get released, but I just thought it was a weird way of doing it. Which, by the way, that's exactly what should happen if you get your arm smashed down like that. You know, that's going to fuck your arm up real bad. But anyways, now I'm looking at this list, and like Aiden English, I don't know. Hawkins and Ryder, I think, could probably make some money on the indies. And I know everyone's going to say AEW, but let's not forget, Impact's got some money behind him now. And so it's Ring of Honor. Ring of Honor is owned by Sinclair Broadcasting, for Christ's sake. So
it's money out there, wrestling.
Right. And really, most of these guys are fresh enough to where you're not going to be like, ugh. You know, and let me back up. Maybe not fresh, but they're not tainted. Like, they've barely been on TV. So
yeah, Leo Rush. If I'm AEW, I'm signing Leo Rush as soon as I can.
Yep.
With the quickness.
Yeah. And he can talk, too. Let's not forget about that. So, I mean, I don't know if he's got mental issues, like legitimate mental issues or not, but
it sounded like he took care. Well, he talked about them. It sounded like he had some, and that they're kind of under control, hopefully. Good. But it's just you doing it. And the whole thing, like, if you Rusev, roll out the money.
That's another weird one we didn't talk about. All right, so not weird that he got released, because they've been trying to get him to sign a new contract. He just won't. And then Lana, or CJ Perry, whatever, I think it's her real name, she signs a new 5-year contract with him, and he never did. Well, then they play the story out where they're getting divorced and all this stuff, and maybe they're playing kayfabe pretty close. You don't see them on each other's Instagram accounts anymore.
Rusev's a carny.
Yeah, and that's like what I'm figuring. But
like, I realized that when he was asked about the Saudi trip, talking about, you know, one thing, I'm not worried about it because I put my faith and trust in Jesus Christ and getting paid. And that told me everything I need to know about Rusev and how he felt about business. So yeah. They not gonna let stuff like marriage separation mess up their money.
Yeah, but now is it though?
I mean, if she there, he goes somewhere else. Yeah. Like,
I mean, it's working with Renee and Dean Ambrose, or John Moxley, excuse me. But
yeah, like,
no, AEW. That's one thing. If Cody right now should be on the phone, dude. All right, yeah, you're coming in. We'll come up with. You'll be Sue Rev. I don't know. You got to keep something catchy, so you can print those Rusev Day, whatever his name is, Day shirts like crazy, and make a shit ton of money again. And hell, bring Aiden English with him. Just, I don't know. I don't know if it'd be gimmick or copyright infringement if you start singing him to the ring again. But that was, I mean, we were both in Dallas. Everyone was going insane. I think it was Dallas, right? Was it Dallas or New Orleans? When it was Rusev Day. And people were going insane for that. And then he lost and everyone started booing. So, no, it's, the guy's got talent like crazy and charisma to boot. It never made sense why they kept cutting his legs out, but
because they didn't want him to get over.
Yeah, what a weird business. You know, we talk about it all the time. They want to be the reason why you're popular, not that you're popular. Okay, I don't care.
Yeah, and it's a funny thing where nearly all their stars happen by accident. Pretty like awesome. The only one that deliberately happened the way that was supposed to happen is The Undertaker. That's the only one.
Yeah.
And Undertaker and Brock Lesnar and Kurt Angle, those three. That's it. Everybody else is like, you know, accident, or we got to punish you first, or we had peaks and valleys. Like, you know, look at Triple H and The Rock. They were like, can't miss. They missed with them in the beginning, with both of them.
Yeah.
And they had to work it out. Stone Cold, they had no clue. Shawn Michaels, maybe. And then it's fun, like the greatest person alive, like, you might be too small, Bret Hart. Hey, I don't know. Like, there's a whole bunch of I'm not sure's and I don't know's that just happen to be, Hall of Fame and best of all time.
Well, you forgot Shawn Michaels was not supposed to happen. Remember, that was supposed to be Marty Jannetty. Way back, Marty Jannetty was supposed to be the guy, and Shawn Michaels, which is in a weird world, was supposed to be the Marty Jannetty of the two. And then Jannetty kept getting in trouble with drugs and stuff. So that's how Michaels came. So even then, that was an accident. I mean, once they got behind him, sure, but that's what everyone's. But yeah, no, I never really thought of it that way.
Yes, I mean, and it's funny when you hear people at wrestling talk about it, like, you know, it was supposed to go like this, they know how to use me, this and this happened, and it just happened to happen like this. And even like a storyline, like I was watching the Ric Flair one with Steve Austin. He was like, I wasn't expecting to wrestle Undertaker. Like, yeah. One day Hunter came to me, said Undertaker want to have him, like, I thought he was gonna be here to manage. And I didn't feel like Ric Flair anymore. And next thing I know, I'm in the ring, and all these people telling me how great it is to wrestle. Like, he was crying, talking about Vince. It's like, this is one of the coolest moments of my life to get to wrestle you.
Yeah, that was. I really enjoyed that interview, and especially that part when he started getting emotional about it. That was.
And he basically saying, talking about, you know, like, I'm grateful to be alive. I've owed the IRS $1 million 1 year, $2 million another year, and now I'm glad I got a couple million in the bank and I don't owe anybody anything. And considering his age and considering what a lot of wrestlers go through, kudos to him for saying that, because I remember we was like, I don't know, Ric Flair story might end badly.
Yes, and I was surprised to see him drinking on the show, because I thought he wasn't supposed to. And I know they made the joke, moderation, kids. But I was still under the impression he wasn't supposed to be drinking at all.
Sippy sip.
Yeah, well.
That's what they say.
But
it's just...
Yeah.
It's just a mess. I mean, I've basically been watching old WWE stuff. And the one thing I have learned is, don't nobody mess with The Undertaker. including Vince McMahon, because... Hearing that Bret Hart story, how Undertaker had to run down Vince, like, you need to work this shit out, like, at the Montreal Screwjob, was kind of eye-opening.
It's funny how more and more, like, of the details of that change. Because I never heard that part until, was it Taker said it, or was it Bret Hart? One of the two.
Bret Hart said it. I heard it once from somebody else. Because I remember, but not the whole details. I heard, like, Undertaker was real pissed about that. Because it seemed to be, like, he always... It's funny now we get all this retrospective inside looking at The Undertaker, because you know you hear about how the business is important and everybody respected them. You really hear it lately, and you hear it from a lot of people. Mm-hmm. Like the deaths of, like, how basically nobody crossed The Undertaker, even back then. And like between that story and the story we heard about Shawn Michaels, him and Austin, like, and you know, you never get the details, but basically Undertaker is like, you make sure you do the right thing. That's all I gotta say.
I knew Taker had something way back, because it was you know Kevin Nash usually acts. Like, even to this day, he's like, oh, fuck that guy or whatever. He never had a bad word to say about The Undertaker. And that was even like the time where, like, they were trying to take over and all that stuff. They're like, the hell no, we ain't messing with him. That was our boy. So
yeah, they showed a picture like all of them together.
Mm-hmm.
Like right before they left, and it's kind of like, even back then, obviously you reach a certain point, it's like, you know, don't mess with The Undertaker.
Yeah.
And everybody was kind of like, don't, even if they like ran in different circles, no, nobody try, like, hey, I'm gonna try to bully this man. And it's like the 90s, so keep in mind, and that never changed. And now you got like a whole, and I was talking to somebody, people talking about, oh, why are they making a big deal about The Undertaker playing the role of The Undertaker so well at the Boneyard match? And I'm like, most of the people that wrestled when he wrestled are dead or been retired for a long time. Yeah. And the fact that people got excited about somebody that started, what, 90? NW, like 30 years ago? Who else has wrestled that long and is still, still relevant?
Like, I think it was 87.
I'm not even counting like the WCW stuff or before and stuff like that. I'm talking about just from being at WWF.
Yeah, because the, like, Survivor Series, the first one was in Richfield, Ohio, and that was, he was at the first one.
No, he wasn't at the first one.
It had to be the second one then.
The second, third, like, not, I think 90.
Let's see.
It's like that first Survivor Series match. That's, it's crazy. 89 and 90. So
yeah, 1990. Good call.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And just thinking, like, he's been doing it that long, he's still doing it, and I'm like, he outlasted He's two generations before the Attitude Era generation, and he's still wrestling. It's people from like the Ruthless Aggression generation that's been retired for a while. I see Batista. Like Edge just came back. I see Batista's making movies now. Like those people that start like the 2000s, they half of them retired. Like MVP got a suit on. He started like 12 years before them, and he's still out here doing that. So kudos to him and his character still doing all that. And I'm just like, what's the biggest name you would think they will release? Because they're still releasing people, apparently.
Oh, so I figured it would have been done. It's at time of this. It's 5:30.
They said more NXT. They said the NXT people, they're going to release more tonight, apparently.
Well, that's okay. All right, listen. That's bullshit then. Because you've got all those guys are wrestling live as well. So you're going to release people after tonight? I understand that. And all right, if this was normal times, that's fine. You know, that's how it works. It's always worked, whether you like it or not, whether it's shady or not. That's what they've always done. But right now, and I know a lot of those NXT guys live in that area anyways. I don't care. I mean, regardless if you think this is serious or not, you have to take all that away. Well, maybe some of these guys do, and, you know, they're pretty young, too. So it's like, what are we doing? What are they doing? Just say, hey, guys, I would hope that anybody who's on the show tonight is on the show going forward and not, because I'll be watching tonight, giving it the side eye, like, well, that's a funny finish to that match, you know? And then if that's the case, I'd be fuming. Like, you made me come out during all this when we're not supposed to be out here because you had to grease somebody's palms so we can do this. And then you put me in danger because, well, somebody, they've never said who it was, but they said there was an employee and then there was an on-air talent that had the virus, which no idea who it is. But then you're going to make me come out here where it's still going on and that maybe I have respiratory issue or whatever.
Not only that, you went to the damn governor to make sure not only that you're going on, you can get to go on live and start filming again.
Oh, that's some bullshit, man.
Like, just to say, just, you know, make sure you don't mess up your TV contracts. Like, yeah, we got to keep this money going. Oh, but by the way, to save even more money, bye. We're getting rid of you.
And apparently that TV contract stuff is nonsense. This is WWE. This is Vince himself pushing for this. At first, I'm like, well, that's pretty bad optics for whatever network they're on.
And I always kind of thought, now I'm like, Fox would understand.
Yeah,
I think the TV network, because considering the fact that FS1 was showing Ruthless Aggression episodes all night long last night on the net, like the network stuff on TV, and ESPN was running WrestleManias, it's kind of like, dang, I'm like, I doubt they're going to be like, well, you need to give us some new stuff. They've been running old stuff. And people have been watching. So it's like there's nothing else. Basketball's not beat. Basketball playoffs will start now. Hockey playoffs will start now. Like, they ain't even playing.
Yeah.
People get it. It's not going, oh, you don't show us something, you're gonna get rid of you. Like, no. Everybody, the movie industry shut down. The goddamn movie industry. And it's kind of like, we can't shoot anything. We all understand. But you gotta have the Street Profits wrestle for an hour because you don't got anything else better than doing on Monday night.
Yeah. And, yeah, I'm just dumbfounded that the NXT will be later. That's really got me. Like, that's some bullshit. It's like firing somebody at the end of the day, knowing damn well you were going to lay them off all day. No, that's garbage. You let me just, go as soon as I come in.
Yeah, my thing is, just do it now. If you're going to do it, do it. Not, I got to wait till the end of the night. I'm still deciding. Like, no, just do it.
Yeah.
I saw the thing where it's like, oh, we got to find Matt Riddle got to wrestle with somebody else because apparently, what's his name? Pete Dunne. I don't know if it's travel issues or what's going on, but he can't wrestle tonight. Yeah, so
he's overseas. So you're not allowed to. All right. You're not allowed to fly in, right?
As of apparently, no.
Okay. All right. That's why. Well, I wonder if flying private is that also?
She ain't gonna do all that. I mean, I would say that if it was somebody a bigger name, you'd do it. But they're not gonna do that with Pete Dunne. But I'm kind of like, why even do this? Like, why? Take a break. We would understand.
It also, and that's a really good perspective, by the way, is take a break. Because wouldn't, I mean, you catch a break, everyone rests up. I know, and this is obviously stupid speak. I understand, all right? I get it. But you come back, everyone's fresh. Your writers, your staff, everything's fresh. And then maybe, you know, maybe, and I'm saying it like that, things get better. Because you have people who can sit at home, work out ideas, recharge batteries, sleep in, do all this sort of thing. And then you come back and hopefully have some boss TV.
You could have learned all the stuff that you learned what worked during this, you know, open arena stuff. And you could have took a break from post-WrestleMania and then built up the SummerSlam. And had all the goodwill in the world to say, we paying people, we see you in June. Yeah. Had people rest up, spend time with their families, recharge, pay them. You can take the 2 month hit. Y'all rich. You got $500 million in reserve.
Yeah.
Saving $4 million is chump change. Like, y'all would have been fine. And think about the goodwill you would have had. Oh, like, yeah. They would have came off looking like, oh, they actually give a damn. Instead, you're looking like even bigger monsters. Yep. It's kind of like, people kind of look at it, and other people starting to notice. Like, I noticed the whole essential business stuff from non-sports websites. Mm-hmm. And sports websites, like non-wrestling people. It's kind of like, that's a real ugly look to begin with. And then you do this, yep. Like, you... WWE always want to act like they part of the big leagues until they start getting big league attention. And then it's like, oh, well, don't talk about it like this. Like, that's the price. You want to get treated like a dog, they're going to look at you like one. And you want to be part of, like, the committee to open up America again. Don't get mad when people start getting the side eye. Like, y'all doing what? Y'all fired who during a pandemic?
Mm-hmm. And except for, all right. I know in business you want to make sure you're saving, you have every penny, all right? $4 million, let's say that's the total. You just got $500 million. Listen, if you lose $4 million, you know how much you got? You can do the math real quick. $496 million still left. You know, just saying, that's still a lot of money. It's asinine. I mean, I can't imagine, and I don't know this because they don't have to release this, do they? But when it comes to... Oh, no, I guess they wouldn't because they're independent contractors. I would love to know how much the roster gets paid. Just
less than 10% of revenue goes to paying the roster.
What's the revenue? Do you know?
A lot of goddamn money.
That's insanity.
And that's what people making more than they used to make. They still get chump change. Like, most sports leagues is like the high, like, you know, 44 to 49, 50%. WWE is less than 10. Those people making, wrestlers be making chump change compared to what WWE people are making. And they still doing this. It's like, y'all already got them beaten down. And y'all already, like, y'all won. And y'all, like, y'all don't need to do this. And y'all doing this just... And it's just funny, like, and I see people defend, oh, what they got to do, WWE is a business. It's like, Vince McMahon ain't going to give you a check because you kissing his ass. Like, what are you talking about? Like, I give a side eye to all these people, like, we need to open up business again. And you know what it proves? They don't make their money, we make their money. Because other people are like, we're not going to open up till it's safe and sound because we realize you can't have you don't have a customer base if they're dead. But then you got some other people talking about, oh, well, let's let the old people die so we can get back to work. Yeah, when you start talking like that, it makes you wonder, like, maybe you're the one living check to check. Mr. Howe, I got to pull myself up with my bootstraps and have savings up just in case, but you miss a week, and now all of a sudden it's like you want to risk granny so you can get paid again.
Man, that trauma stuff just really, it just really ages even worse. Because before, you know, it was okay when it was people who, you know, he didn't know. which he clearly didn't, because if you've only worked at the Performance Center, you don't know any of these guys. And then also, you don't know anything about them. And now, and maybe, you know, maybe because of, you know, these... I stumbled over my own head. Jesus Christ. And maybe now, since, you know, these guys are in WWE, he doesn't think that way because they were there and they have a plan. I can already see that excuse. But it's like, no. Just don't... Unless it's like a horrible human being, and I'm trying to come up with something. Like, say if OJ had a job and he lost his job, cool. You know, make fun of it, say dumb shit about it, that's fine. But man, shut up. I mean, people lose their jobs. I mean, I don't even know what the unemployment rate is, but I had a bunch of people.
A lot. Yeah. That's just the last 3 weeks, 16 million people have applied for unemployment. Crazy. Just think about that.
Yeah. I mean, and just personally, I know a lot of my friends who work at the breweries. I mean, even the gym, they're shut down right now. They've effectively lost income. I mean, so it's like it's hit every one of us, and this dumbass, I know we kind of rounded back to it, sorry, but it's like this dumbass, just shut up. Just shut the fuck up. Don't say anything. And that's why most celebrities, and that's, I guess that's what he is, shouldn't do their own social media. Shut up.
No, so, most people shouldn't. We just care more when it's celebrities, because most people say stupid stuff, but you don't worry about it when it's Mike 619. It's like it's just a rando.
Exactly.
When it's somebody famous that have more people and you actually hear them more, then you give them this, you know, give them the stink eye. Yeah. But it's just messy. And
yeah,
that's the whole thing. It's just messy and ugly. They didn't have to do this, and they chose to do this just out of craving greed, like craving short-term greed that's going to look bad.
Yeah.
And their whole thing is like, they figure like, you know what, in the long run, we'll brush it off and we don't care. And I can see why, because it's enough people that's like, oh, well, WWE got to do what they got to do, and we need to be grateful. Because guess what? When WrestleMania happened and everybody was like tweeting about WrestleMania like it was a normal-ass show, that's why Vince McMahon does what he does.
Yeah, that's true.
Because he knows he can.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like, it's enough people that would let it slide that it's kind of like, if he don't get punished, what's to stop him? Like, he don't care. Like, and my whole thing is, it's obvious he doesn't care about his talent. He never has cared about his talent.
A handful.
The people that can afford to tell him to kiss his ass, he cares about. Everybody else is expendable. The people that treat him like, you know what, I don't need you. Keep in mind, he was making The Rock jump through hoops. When The Rock, like, the whole, well, we didn't call about renewing your contract and blah, 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 anything like that. And that's the damn Rock. The man that saved him when Stone Cold broke his neck. And he was treating him like that until he's like, oh, let me change my ways. That whatever. You want to leave, go ahead and leave. And then it's like, oh, please come back, we're sorry. So, nah, he been doing that. He's not the only one doing it. He's just the biggest name doing that now. And it's just, ugh.
Yeah. Well, I don't want to beat a dead horse, but there are two movies that we both saw. I didn't tell you about either one of them. But one... I saw you watch Zombieland Double Tap.
Mm-hmm.
I watched it a few days ago. Yeah, I guess they didn't need to make a sequel. It didn't have the charm at all of the first one for some reason. What did you think?
It was 10 years ago.
Yeah.
I thought it was just like, it was a fine movie, but I didn't feel mad about not seeing it at the movie theater.
No,
that's how I felt. Like, I didn't dislike watching. Like, I enjoyed the movie, but it wasn't like I was in a rush to see it. I was like, oh, it's them 10 years later, and the men look the same. The women look older.
Yeah.
Like, that's it. And it has Rosario Dawson in it. That's it. Like, it was fine.
Like, I thought when they killed off, let's say, you thought they killed Madison. Like, I thought that, I knew she wasn't dead, but the way they treated it, I was like, okay, this is going to go kind of in a different direction. Like, okay, so it's a little more serious. Like, that's a real thing. He had to kill somebody. And then they just, like, shit on it, like, 2 seconds later. And I went, oh, okay, so it's the same movie again. And I don't know, there was just something missing. Like, the charm of it was missing to me. And I guess it's because, one, we've had so many zombie comedies since. And then, I don't know, maybe the Michael, not Michael Cera, Jesse Eisenberg, the axe gotten old.
I think the axe was old then. So that's the thing. It's both like the axe was old then, and we just had 10 more years of it. And, of course, like, the zombie thing was novel then, and, like, people tired. Like, you have to point out where people are tired of zombies. Whereas, like, they just, like, the only zombies they care about now are, like, the Resident Evil remake games.
Yeah. Yeah, and I've got one and two now, so I'm making my way through those. But anyways, I did see a movie called Slaughterhouse Rules. It has Simon Pegg. Have you seen this?
No.
This would have made a cool TV show. But for like an hour and a half movie, it's like a psycho Harry Potter. And then there's like then it turns into a monster movie. That's the only way I can describe it. I dug the idea, but it needed to be explained because there's so much in it that you're like, what? Like, they just threw a whole bunch of stuff in there. What was the other one? Oh, The Domestics? Have you seen this? I think it's on Stars. I watched that. It's got a... Was it Taylor... The guy that's playing Superman now. God, what's his name?
Brandon Roth. Which one? Henry Cavill? Oh, Brandon Roth?
No, the...
Tyler Hoechlin?
That's it, yeah. It's him and a lady who played Lois Lane, Kate Bosworth. They're a couple, and, like, America dropped... like this black acid goo, whatever, that kills off like half the population, and then everything just devolves into lawlessness. Cool concept, movie. So, whatever. And then the one I purposely didn't tell you about, because I know you saw this. We didn't talk about it much, and I've been curious to see it since. So, I finally saw Hereditary. I don't remember. What did you... Did you like this or no?
No. No, I thought it was a weirdo-ass movie. And I thought Midsommar was just as weird. I'm like, that director seemed to have some issues that he works out in his movies. And okay, we got to suffer for it.
All right, because we have not watched Midsommar because it's 2.5 hours long. And I went, no. After watching Hereditary, I'm like, I'm not sitting through 2.5 hours more of misery. Now,
oh, that's exactly what it is.
And that's what the preview looks like. And I remember you talking about that one. But I liked Hereditary until the end. I'm like, this has got some cool atmosphere. Like, the story, whatever, but I liked the way it was shot. And I really liked the atmosphere. Like, there was no jump scares. If something happened, you were like, oh, shit. But then the end... spoilers for everyone who hasn't seen this movie from 3 years ago now, or whatever it is. When she's crawling around on the ceiling and stuff, I'm like, this is cool. Because I don't know if it's real, if this is really going on. I'm figuring the kid's just having a psychic breakdown, or the mom is, one of the two. And then it turns into this goofy shit where people are... some demon king or whatever needs to be in the body of a male, and...
And we can't use Satan, so we're going to use somebody else.
Yeah. What? I'm like, it's like the visual, dude. That visual, real big spoiler. When the mom is cutting her own head off with, like, I don't know what the hell it was—a wire or something. I was like, holy shit! Like, okay, what's going on here? But it was like that was some evil shit right there, and I was digging it. I'm like, this is creepy as hell, man. This is really creepy. And then immediately just shits the bed and went, damn it. It would have been a lot cooler if it was the kid killing everybody or if it was the mom killing everybody. It would have made way more... I know how that sounds, but it would have made way more sense. Because they've established that they were all had schizophrenia, which I guess is... Or schizophrenia or dementia or whatever. But I guess that's supposed to be from the years of this spirit jumping from person to person. And I'm like, whatever.
Yeah. You gave way more credit than I thought. This movie was garbage. I thought the movie made you feel like, all the cool stuff aside, it's a depressing ass movie. Yes. With a horrible end. And then it's kind of like, I spent 2 hours watching this. Like, it's, and that's the thing where Movies have to be more than good for me. They have to be, either I have to learn something or it has to be enjoyable. Otherwise, and I learned that when I saw Prisoners. And I've only seen that movie once, and it was a great movie, and I have no desire to ever watch it again, because, like, why would I put myself through this? Like, I can't watch movies where it's kind of like, oh, this is just depressing, or this is sad, or this, like, if I don't have any level of enjoyment, I don't need to go through it twice. And that movie felt that way with me. And then the end, I'm like, this is just dumb. And if for whatever reason, I'm like, oh, we'll see Midsummer, critics, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, that's worse. That movie's just psychedelic, horrible. Like, it's everybody's horrible. Everybody's a victim. Like, it's just a depressing movie where everything is bright just messes with your mind. Because that's what that movie is. It's kind of like, imagine a horror movie with the sun always shining.
Yeah, because I saw the preview, because I wasn't sure if Elise wanted to see it or not, but I showed her the preview, and she's like, okay. And then when they said it was 9 o'clock at night, it was still bright and sunny out, I was like, oh, so it's like a reverse, what was it, Insomnia, where it was light all the time, but it was always foggy. But, no, I don't know. I'm curious to see Midsummer now. I mean, I don't have the excuse of not having time, but... Like, I spend most of my day working. Like I said, we are not slow at all. But, so when I'm not working, I want to get outside. And then also, I don't feel like watching a 2.5-hour bum fest. I mean, that doesn't sound appealing at all. So, we'll see. But yeah, no, I was going to hit you up and tell you I watched it finally. And I was like, nah, I'll just wait and tell him later. But Toni Collette, by the way, she's really good. I don't know how she's not in more movies.
She probably don't want to be.
Yeah. No.
Certain people kind of like, they don't want to play that game. And it's funny where, to get back to wrestling real quick,
yeah,
how New Japan is handling it and how WWE is handling it. Because part of it is kind of like, wrestlers in Japan get so respected, popular, they join the government.
Wait, what did they do? You know,
no, I'm just saying in general, wrestlers in Japan can get problems to the point where they join the government, so they work hand in hand. And New Japan is like, we're not going to run until it's safe to do so. Do what y'all ever need to do. We understand the safety of people come first. And yeah, they read out that. And meanwhile, WWE is like, how much would it take for us to get back to work again? And I'm just like, it's... priorities, like, y'all just, you people gonna, that whole thing, people have memories, and people gonna remember who treated them well, who acted correctly, and who didn't. Like, they gonna, like, you know, some people may not care, it's gonna be people who do, and gonna get brushed aside. And it's kind of like, they better hope and pray none of their wrestlers die from this shit, because if it happened, they gonna have hell to pay. Linda McMahon gonna be standing in front of Congress like, what the fuck were y'all doing? And what she gonna say? We trying to bring smiles to people's faces. So we fired 60 people and we put our people at risk in empty arena stadiums because we really wanted y'all. Like, word, I would just love to see how that story go. There, but I'm hoping and praying that does not happen.
Because
if that does, with the scrutiny and eyeballs they have on them anyway, they will not have a good answer at all.
No, it would be interesting, that's for sure, to see McMahon finally have to face some sort of pressure. Again, I mean, I guess he did. Yeah, sorry. Yeah,
but it's going to be a whole bunch more, because that one was kind of like, you know, nobody was dying from, like, it was steroids, people cared, but it wasn't like a whole bunch of deaths. It wasn't because, like, I think it'd be looked at hard, like, if Hulk Hogan had died from steroids, the question would be a lot harder. But this one is kind of like, everybody else shut down, but you too good too? Like, what do you want to say? Disney shut down, the movie industry shut down, all the major sports leagues shut down, but you so essential, you act like you game, because GameStop said that nonsense. Oh, we essential business. Ain't nothing essential about buying video games.
Well, there's nothing essential about GameStop. Let's put it that way.
Exactly.
Amazon's still delivering, fools. Yeah, so.
It's like Amazon's still delivering. I got something from Best Buy. You know what they did? They brought it from the store to my car. And they dropped it in my passenger. They I showed them my ID. They had me roll down my passenger window. They dropped it off. I kept on moving. Everybody had on masks. Everybody had on gloves. No one needs to go inside a GameStop to try to get, you know, Call of Duty for $40 instead of $60. That can wait.
Yeah.
If you get it, mail it to me if you got it in stock. Now I had to come and wait in your store, and you show the cops a letter like, no, we essential. Like, no, y'all not. Like, y'all come off as they came off as assholes, and they got shamed into closing down. And now WWE's doing that, and then they got the temerity to fire a bunch of people after doing that. Like, you know what's real funny about that? Forget the whole saving $4 million. And forget the fact that you paid Goldberg what you paid or whatever. They gave $16 million to a super PAC to reelect Donald Trump. And then right after they do that, they open right back up the business and they fire a whole bunch of people to save money. How do you think that look?
Yep.
Think about, like, maybe you could have kept that $16 million to pay your employees for the summer. That's taken care of April, May, June, and July. And you probably open up by June. You could always, you want to send a check to Trump, you can always send it later. But nah, we got to send it now. We got to get back to business now. But oh, we got to make sure business all good. So sorry, Leo Rush, if you had a family and Carl Anderson, Luke Gallows. And I know Kurt Angle, you're a legend, but you got to hit the bricks. Jeff Jarrett get to stay though, but you go.
Yeah, that is a weird, I guess, especially in like this sort of situation. And it's like this anywhere someone gets laid off, but you're always side-eyeing, like, the people who are still there, like, the hell are you still doing here? And they got let go. You just wonder. But also, you gotta, and this is wrestling, so I'm talking out of the side of my mouth here, all right? But there's also a loyalty thing to where some of these guys look and be like, yep, I'll do anything for Vince, and Vince knows it, and those are the guys he keeps around.
Uh-huh.
Jeff Jarrett ain't going anywhere. He'll be there till he dies.
Think about the other people that's loyal.
Yep.
It's like, okay, Jeff Jarrett ain't going anywhere because Jeff Jarrett has a magical power of always getting a job. But think how long Finley been there.
Remember, he'd been let go before and brought back, too.
Yeah, but think about all those other people. Mike Rotunda. Think about that. You just let go Bray Wyatt's dad.
Okay, I'm being dead serious here. Did you have any idea Mike Rotunda worked for WWE?
Yes.
I had no clue. That I was like, wait, what? I honestly thought they meant, not Bray, Bo Dallas. That's who I thought they meant. And they just had it in the wrong thing. Was it Kendall Windham? No.
I knew he'd been there for a long, because every now and then he'd come in, like, either behind the scenes or they had a run-in. I knew he had a job for a long time, because back when they hired a whole bunch of old people to be agents. And it's kind of like, you just let people's boyfriends and girlfriends go. Like, you just had Bray Wyatt beat John Cena at WrestleMania, and now his daddy on furlough.
Yeah.
Like, and now you pushing him to wrestle Braun Strowman for the title. What?
That's the thing is, I would love to base this off of talent, or the perception of talent, because we're not backstage, right? But it's like, Abyss has a job still, but Lance Storm doesn't. Think about that. No offense to the guy that plays Abyss. There ain't no way you're telling me
that Lance Storm basically changed his entire life for a job. People used to go to his school. He closed his school. Like, people had dreams of being a wrestler. He put that on hold to come work for you. And 4 months in, because y'all had a little hiccup. And it's not just the fact that they're open. It's that they bribed somebody to stay open, and then you get rid of people. That's just, the optics are just, even for wrestling, it just kind of like, Vince McMahon be coming off like a comic book villain. Like, where's Iron Man out of Captain America to put his ass out the pen? Some of the shit he did, like, and it's ironic, in the same week where he basically had a man get away with murder.
Yeah. Well, on TV.
It comes out that we hear, like, that same week that people, like, who may have forgot about that sees that. And it's kind of like, Vince McMahon's done a lot of good things. He's done a whole lot of bad things. A whole bunch. And you would think age will mellow him out, and it has not at all.
Well, it seems to have made him... Well, I there's no basis for this, but in this perception that he's actually gotten more shrewd and almost... Like, I don't know if more conniving is the word, but because he did some shady stuff back then to get to this point. But especially now when everything is out there, like you see this, and that's how it is. Like, okay, it goes against trying to become better as you get older. You know, it goes against, it just flies in the face of that. Like, he should be sitting at all the talent, like, no, you guys are fine, don't worry about it. You know?
Uh-huh.
Unless some of the people on that list did ask for their release. I know that's going to come sooner or later. Don't worry about that. But then, and I was thinking about this. So
now,
Triple
I remember,
H, like, Triple H is supposed to be the savior, right? Everyone keeps saying Vince is going to sell to, like, they'll take over when Vince is gone. What do you think they're learning? And I know
what not to do.
I'm thinking.
And here's the thing: even Triple H got to go through that stuff, and he kind of like he can't not. And he in a tougher spot because what he can only do so much. It's not only that, you know, Vince is above him.
Yeah.
Vince knows we can dick with him because one, he knows how much Triple H loves the business. And two, it's like he's married to my daughter.
Yep.
And it's kind of like Stephanie's way is more like Vince than we want to kind of admit. And that's probably the kind of, like, even when Vince leaves, it's not like Triple H is going to control Stephanie. Triple H might control the wrestling part of the business. But Stephanie, what do you think Stephanie learned from? Her daddy.
Mm-hmm.
And think about the stuff that come out of her mouth about how tone deaf she tends to be. Like, she may not be as bad as him, but she ain't necessarily good either. So, it's just, it's too many things I like that's run by icky people.
Yeah,
and it's too many times I'll be like, well, it is what it is, and it ain't my fault, and I don't want to blame the talent. And I can do that with sports, and I can do that with entertainment. Wrestling been the hardest, because wrestling has always, when I first started, I guess we can wrap up, when I first started watching wrestling, one of the first memories I had was Slick. Running around with a bucket of chicken, singing Jive Soul Bro. And even at that young age, I felt something like, something is wrong. Like, I didn't know it was bad, but I knew it wasn't right. Something was off with this. And I see Akeem the African Dream. I see Roddy Piper with blackface on one side of his face. I see Samba. I see a whole bunch of stuff. Like, I'm not an age to know what racism, how it really looked. But I knew something was off. Like, I just knew, like, this don't seem right. And it has not gotten better. Like, it's 2020 and Jerry Lawler making jokes about ramen moonsaults. And people trying to defend him. Well, you know, ramen noodles are wavy and curvy and awkward, just like that move was. Don't talk to me like I'm an idiot. Like, please. Like, I'm too old. I'm too educated. Don't, like, it's, I already have to make too many mental and social compromises as it is to watch pro wrestling. And at least we're at the point where it's like wrestling's mainstream is on ESPN now. We kind of end on the joke. So please don't insult my intelligence. Like, just, I don't ask for a whole lot. You don't got to be the NAACP. Just treat me like a human being with a brain. And then when I see stuff like this happen, I'm like, why do I bother? Like, the only reason I still bother is because I like watching, like, I enjoy wrestling, but they make it so goddamn hard.
I think I already deleted Raw, so I missed that line on the show. And I read it, and I just went, Jesus Christ. Like, oh, well. But again, it's like, why it shouldn't surprise anybody. And,
but,
you know?
It's not that surprise. It's kind of like, it's not the surprise part. It's the people defend them all.
Oh, well, yeah. If
you want to survive the attitude era. I'm like, no. It was trash then. But at least you can make the excuse that that's 20 years ago. That's 20 years ago. It's kind of like, we ain't doing that. Nobody doing it anymore. Like, it was trash, but it was like, everybody was in that trash back then. So we knew it was wrong, but we still laughed, and we didn't kind of like, we were sensitive, but not as much. Nobody's doing that. Like, it's not like it just that people act like the attitude era was like 3 years ago. Like, no,
yeah,
that was a long. I graduated. I was like starting undergrad I've been a pharmacist for 10 years now. Like, I am in my, I'm in my 40s. Like, don't, I'm going to think in the past 20 years, we would have grew up and learned. And some people have, because you see how, you see like Triple H, you see Sean Waltman, you see like people like Kevin Nash, and like even HBK, and they seem like a lot different than they were back then. But then you see somebody, you see like the Cornettes and Lawlers, like ain't a damn thing changed.
Yeah.
Except for the hair, except for the hairline or the waistline. They, it's like they hit a certain age and they just stopped.
And then, you know what? We'll end on that. There's no point. So, all right, gang. We're out of here. We'll be back next week. Yeah, it's like, whatever. What I was going to say is...
Oh, go ahead and say it.
I just lost it, so... It wasn't a defense, I know that much. Anyways, whatever, fuck those guys. It's that old school way of thinking is so weird, because it is sort of glorified. Like, oh, they're old school. Well, yeah, that old school, like way back old school, isn't exactly the old school. You know?
There ain't nothing that you want to learn. I'm like, yeah,
it's like, well, that's old school stuff. Torn down.
Yeah, that old school stuff sucked. Like, I just... Okay. Here's a way to wrap up the show. I was thinking about old school stuff. Because I was thinking about, I was talking to my friend Jeff. And we talking about, I was thinking about Mick Foley. And my friend explained to me. I'm like, remember how Mick Foley used to brag about how cheap he was and how he saved money.
Yeah.
And how he did and stuff like that. And then you remember he was talking about basically having like GoFundMe pay for his hip or waiting for like Medicaid to kick in for a hip replacement. And it was kind of like, don't you think, I was always like, isn't that weird?
Yeah.
He was around during that time. Like, I didn't expect him to be as rich as, like, The Rock or somebody, but I'm like, I would have figured, what's the point of living that way if you can't afford to take care of yourself? And then it's kind of like, he spent a lot of money fueling his daughter's hobbies and stuff like that. And, okay, like, whatever. But then I was thinking, because people talk about old school stuff, and we've been watching Dark Side of the Ring, I'm just thinking how many years life expectancy that The Rock took off of him and Ken Shamrock. Because I remember watching some of those matches, and he was laying people the hell out with chair shots.
Yes.
Like, multiple times. And the funny thing is, I'm like, y'all talk about New Jack and all those people, rightfully so. The Rock was out here murdering folks, but since he was cool and smiling, we kind of forgot about it.
But also, The Rock didn't keep doing that, you know? So
he did enough.
Yeah,
I'm glad they keep doing it, because they'd have been dead. Yeah. Like, I remember that. What was the movie Beyond the Mat?
Yes,
I remember Mick was kind of like feeling a certain way. Like, yeah, you know, hit me a little more than I wanted to, and The Rock kind of brushed it off. And I hope they worked that shit out. And I didn't even think about it then. That's pre-CTE, but I'm like, even without knowing about brain damage, you hit somebody in the face with a metal chair in the face and head, what did people think was happening?
Yeah, I saw. Whoa, what was I watching? Was it MLW or? I was watching something, and somebody took a chair shot like to the head, and I just went, "What are you doing? What are we doing?" I it's got to be MLW because that's the last thing I watched. Although I did watch some like old Gray American Bash where they actually hit people in the head, but even then they were pulling it back. I just thought that was weird because I honestly thought that was an attitude thing. Like, they didn't hit people in heads back then; it was always in the back. But anyways, but yeah, I was just like, this is ridiculous that it was happening. So it had to have been new. But
yeah, you know what I thought about that? And perfect time, because I thought about Ronda Rousey and how people got mad when she was saying, like, you know,
yeah,
this, I'm tired of this fake stuff. If, you know, if y'all really fought, you know, we on the road all this time. If you had real fights 250, 300 days a year, you'd be dead. And people looking at it like, so I'm like, she might be an asshole. She ain't wrong.
Yeah.
Like, that's the thing. Ronda Rousey is a weirdo. She said a lot of weird stuff. She said a lot of wrong stuff. She was not wrong to tell these fans to kiss her ass and go to hell.
Yeah.
Like, at all. Like, if she want to spend time with her family and it's like, they care more about me and y'all talking this real shit, like, and they talking about, well, Holly, you should bring up Holly Holm. Like, ain't nobody in WWE Holly Holm, so what difference does it make?
Yeah.
So it's like the same thing. Like, if it's funny where, and people are talking about, oh, I would love to see her and Nia Jax in a real fight. And I'm like, are y'all insane? What makes y'all think Nia Jax can fight just because she's big and she was hurting people by accident?
Yeah.
Like, you would never say, I would love to see Braun Strowman really fight Brock Lesnar to see how that go, because you know exactly how that would go. And you wouldn't be saying, oh, maybe if Braun got lucky and hit him once, he might knock Brock out. Like, no. Stop talking stupid shit. I'm like, people who say that haven't ever been in a real fight. Because unless Nia Jax is throwing, like, dry pancake mix in her face to blind her like Chong Li did in Bloodsport, it ain't a snowball chance in hell she beating Ronda Rousey in a real fight.
Alright, on that note, and you're exactly right, let's get out of here. Thanks for listening, everyone. Stunt Granny Audio, look for that on your podcast stuff. And yeah, let Shahid take us out.
For Jeremy Mays, I'm Shahid Abdul-Hadi, and save your money because your bosses don't like you. We are out.